Thank you.
We also agree sex work is work and it should be decriminalized. Thank you, Brigitte, for your kind remarks and looking after the formalities. I would like to briefly share with you some of my most pressing concerns as we gather in Vienna at this very important 18th International AIDS Conference. Dear friends, we find the global AIDS response at a crossroads. In 2005, at Gleneagles and in the G8 set the 2010 targets for universal access. This represented a bold and visionary objective. In short order, it led to the establishment of one of the most successful ever multilateral and bilateral efforts, including the Global Fund, PEPFAR, and other such initiatives. We went from almost nobody on heart in 2005 to 5 million plus today. This unprecedented rollout success proved many, many skeptics wrong. Having said that, I cannot hide my profound disappointment and deep frustration with the recently concluded G8 and G20 meetings in anywhere else but Canada. By failing to take full responsibility for the Universal Access Pledge, and more importantly, for failing to articulate the next steps to meet not just the 6 MDG, but also all of them, because without universal access, there shall be no MDGs by 2015. We have heard excuses related to the fiscal crisis, but we were falling behind way before the fiscal crisis ever became a problem. If lagging countries like my own Canada would have matched the American contribution to the fight in HIV on a GDP basis, we would be seeing a vastly different picture today. Let me remind you, over the last year, the same leaders had absolutely no problem finding money on a moment's notice to bail out their corporate friends, the greedy Wall Street bankers, and yet, when it comes to global health, the purse is always empty. A full 110 billion euro appeared from nowhere when the Greek economy faltered earlier this year. But when it comes to universal access, we simply are choosing to ignore it. That is not acceptable. Quite simply, it is a matter of priorities. The G8 priorities have to change. Our number one goal here today and for the rest of the week is to send a very clear, evidence-based message to the G8 why they should do so and why they should do so now. So, what is the evidence? As I recently learned from an old Chinese proverb, I would like to tell you today, don't let those that say that it cannot be or will not be done stop those of us that are doing it. And we have no intention to stop. We will continue doing it. Over the last 5 years, the science has improved and enhanced dramatically, supporting the value, the multiple-layered value of the Universal Access Pledge. Recently, the World Health Organization has put forward new guidelines calling for better heart regimens and earlier initiation of therapy at a higher CD4 count of 350. Some argue that that was a problem. We argue that is part of the solution, and we congratulate the WHO for that. In addition, in the last several years, several groups, including our own, have generated a compelling body of evidence demonstrating that